Chad Troughton, welcome and congratulations on your 150th anniversary.
Thank you, Julia. It's great to be here.
Very briefly, what's the point and purpose of your most musical society these many years?
We want to preserve the beauty of German culture through song.
And Fort Wayne's German heritage is a big part of this city's history. So where did an organization like yours fit in that day's social scene?
Well, when the immigrants would come over to the States, settle in Fort Wayne, they had a place to go where they could get a taste of home. Not only the music that they remembered singing in the homeland, but then also some of the cultural traditions, people who spoke their language. I imagine it was very comforting to people who had been displaced from their ancestral home.
Your music's such a beautiful way to share a spirit as well as a tradition.
At their peak, around the 1890s, they had 8 different singing clubs in Fort Wayne.
All German.
Yes,
origin.
Ma'am. And we were at that time known as the Fort Wayne Sängerbund, and the other 7 clubs had their own names. Over time, they saw common mission, common goals, and a common tradition, and so they sort of congealed and merged until they had become the Fort Wayne Manor Corps.
Fascinating. And as regards preserving the heritage, always an important part of the organization, how has that task changed over the years, or has it?
It has changed most obviously in this respect. Fewer and fewer members are native German speakers.
Okay.
Some of our members who have taught German through the years, were formerly teachers in the Fort Wayne school systems, still offer classes today for members who want to learn the old mother tongue. But I'd say about 50% of the members are fluent German speakers. About 25% can manage to stumble around in German. But about a quarter of us don't know German at all. And we sing like parrots, just repeating the sound.
And how much of your musical repertoire dates back to the early days of these choruses?
We're constantly in the process of expanding our repertoire and our music library, but we still have, my guess would be, about 10% of the things in our archives date back from the mid-1800s.
Okay, and when you go to add something to your repertoire, or ever-changing and mixing and matching as you do, do you use contemporary pieces of music, or do you look for more traditional stuff?
We don't do rock and roll, but that aside, we sort of specialize in German folk music. We have a close relationship with our sister choir in Gera, Fort Wayne's sister city in Germany. Our director knows their director. In fact, our director just returned from visiting there, and he was excited last night because he's picked up a few new pieces from Gera. And that exchange of music between choirs is something that continues to this day.
A lovely tradition. Now, a word about your clubhouse. I know it is not the original for the group, but it certainly is a beauty. What's its story?
It used to be a dairy barn, and it's a gorgeous, very spacious barn. And we sing on the second story, which has the arched barn roof, and it has the flags of the German states hanging from the rafters. It looks quite stately. After it was a dairy barn, it had been a reception hall for a little while, and then our club obtained it in 2001 in a partnership with German Heritage Society, and we've been there ever since, and we're quite happy with the space.
And this is out toward Wayndale.
Yes, it's 3355 Elmhurst Drive.
This just seems to have such a charm, looking at it from the outside. Does it feel that way when you're in there?
Indeed it does. And as we have added outbuildings, we've tried to keep some architectural unity. We built a shed that we call our chalet. It has the Bavarian feel to it, even though it's just a shed.
That is great, and keeping in a wonderful tradition. So you have a whole year of festivities on this 150th anniversary horizon, beginning with a good old Frühling festival. A spring concert and celebration.
Yes, welcoming spring. And after this cold and breezy winter, we're all in the mood to welcome spring. For the 150th, we're keeping our songs, the repertoire that we sing, slightly more traditional because we're looking back at our long and rich heritage and past. We are really trying to hype things more, invite more friends, invite more family, more of the people of Fort Wayne because to have this beautiful music among the people of Fort Wayne for so many years is really something to crow about.
Indeed, and so you're really looking for a huge turnout citywide in that old-fashioned spirit and strength in numbers and a good time you're going to guarantee is going to be had by all?
I can guarantee that, yes. Besides singing good German folk songs, we'll be eating good German food as well.
Do we drink good German beer and other refreshments at a celebration like this?
I don't suppose it would be German if we didn't.
Okay, I was hoping I would hear you say that. And this is the first that you have planned for this year of anniversary celebrations. Any other going on that we should remember to put on our calendar?
Yes, I find it exciting that we'll be participating in the Three Rivers Festival this year. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, I understand. So they wanted us to have a theme of the summer of 69, which fit perfectly for us because we're celebrating 1869, which is when we started. So we had our plans for our float already in progress. We also are always a part of German Fest. We're one of the clubs that hosts that event. And this year, because it's our 150th, our choir will be singing at the big tent at German Fest. So we're looking forward to that as well. We'll be having fish fries throughout the year, every second Friday. And we have a house band that plays traditional German favorites at that meal. And we have an invitational choir gathering for our birthday. Our club celebrates its birthday in November, and we've invited some German choirs from Indianapolis to participate in a free concert with us so that we can bring sort of the wider field of that German heritage to Fort Wayne for the people to experience and enjoy.
It does sound like a glorious celebration you have planned for the whole year, and as it should be, really, I salute you on all of that agenda. Now, must one be German to be in the club?
Certainly not. We welcome all people who are interested in keeping this cultural heritage alive, whether they came from it or not. The beautiful thing about the music is that when I started in the club 11 years ago, I didn't know much German at all. I was singing like a parrot, just repeating the sounds I heard. Since then, I've learned the language a little bit. But you don't have to know what the words are saying to know what they're saying. The German music and text are so well wed to the emotion and expression of the thoughts that they're getting across, you can really enjoy it even without knowing the language. Music is universal as a language, and I found that there's something special about this German music that taps into sort of root emotions and captures the spirit of humanity in a way that maybe some modern music doesn't, at least not for me. These traditional songs have great depth.
And it seems that you have kept the best of German culture and traditions and spirit alive, camaraderie, of course, too, it sounds like. What has changed organization-wise?
One major change came in the 70s when we permitted the ladies to sing. Used to be a men's only choir for over 100 years, the Fort Wayne Men or Corps. And then the ladies began singing in the 70s, and, you know, we happened to like the sound of them. And so in the 90s, it took that long, they officially became part of the choir, and now we're the Fort Wayne Men or Corps Damen Corps.
I didn't realize it was such a recent addition to your tradition, and good for you. Is it hard to recruit men or women or whomever by now that keep your numbers strong and growing and healthy?
The club originated at a time when German immigration to the United States was at its peak, and it was certainly easier then to recruit members than it is these days. We've been through a lot as a German society in America, especially in the 20th century. That was sometimes challenging. These days, with fewer German immigrants coming straight over from Europe, we still get a few who are second or third generation German families, but we also are beginning to get people who have no German background at all, and they just hear the beautiful music, and they want to be a part of that. And we welcome anyone who shares our love of this beautiful music to come and join us.
That's a great way to keep your numbers strong and also to be true to your traditions and keep them going strong. Good job. So bottom line, what's the secret of the club's staying power?
Beer. Honestly, one of our former directors, Greg Vey, used to say we were a drinking club with a singing problem. And I like that. But to be serious, I think the staying power really is in the power of the German folk music to elicit an emotion from not only the hearer but also the singer, that you participate in something that is greater than yourself, older than yourself, that has been around for 150 years and will still be going on 150 years from now. And for the time that you get to be a part of that is a blessing.
I know you're speaking from experience and from your brain as well as from your heart. And that must be a reflection of your whole membership. And I say, good for you. But on the other hand, besides that fierce pride, I am kind of curious, how do you keep it relevant in this fast-paced 21st century when everything's social media and most people don't have time to do anything they want to do?
When people come together face to face, side by side, and share in a common experience that is something beautiful, something greater than themselves, that has a power to bind people together in a way that you really can't experience on social media or over the telephone. And it really does speak to the heart. That experience, when people come, you might come skeptical that it could even happen. But once you experience it, you're hooked.
You promise?
I promise.
Chad Troughton is president of Fort Wayne Manor Corps, Domin Corps. Chad, what a great story. Thank you so much for sharing it. Congratulations on this landmark anniversary and carry it on.
Thank you, Julia.